This is Juno composer and middle school teacher Michael Busey's first reaction to the data he had to turn into song.
Symbols that they look like something, anyways, complicated mathematical symbols.
It's a pretty normal reaction to the codes used in climate modeling. Specifically, Busey was looking at data sets showing warming temperatures in the Bering Sea. And it's why he and fellow composers attempt to translate the ideas encoded in the numbers into the more approachable medium of music.
And to be honest, climate change is actually been just too overwhelming for me to address. It's one of those things that, and I think we all somewhat put our heads in the sand just for survival's sake.
Busey says his composition is an effort to aid what he considers some of the most important work in the world. He called it music with a purpose. But to get there, he had to call Professor Vladimir Alexeev at the International Arctic Research Center in Fairbanks for a layman's description of what was going on.
The warm water in Bering Sea makes air move differently.
Alexeev has studied climate for 30 years, and he's modeled recent warm temperatures in the Bering Sea and their effect on the rest of the world.
It's like a rock in the middle of the river. It sends ripples up and downstream.
His model shows that unusually warm water in the Bering Sea pushed a column of warm air into the jet stream. That sent warm air up north into places like Fairbanks and cold air down south, where it doesn't belong. Alexeev called it a disaster.
So I suggested, Mike, that we should probably use some dissonant sounds and music, Stravinsky kind of style would probably be a perfect way to describe it. And I think he listened.
Michael Busey wrote Babel 2.0, which was performed in Juneau last month.
And so I interpreted musically things like, for instance, the water and warming as rising melodic figures. So using very low instruments like a contrabassoon and a upright bass, playing long pieces to kind of represent the ocean, warm currents, and then having them rise in pitch. I also used flutes and clarinets and piccolo to represent the upper atmosphere and, kind of the idea of wispy winds, moving upward and again, having pitch and having melodic lines move upward. There's pieces in it where the trumpets or the horn play out a motif that's a warning signal. Something that, a sense of alarm. The strings are playing a repetitive a pizzicato, where they pluck the strings, give the sense of time running out, time moving more insistently. The image that I wanted to give was, a sense of urgency. There's more going on all at once. They're influencing each other more.
Babel 2.0 is the first in what will be a series of about 6 pieces of music. The goal is to hold concerts in Juneau and Fairbanks. But pandemic concerns have delayed the project. In Juneau, I'm Claire Strumpel.